Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 18th of January 2026, your gateway to what's happening across the airwaves in Tasmania and beyond. Now, coming to you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey, with the latest updates, stories and insights from our amateur radio community. We're broadcasting far and wide thanks to our dedicated team, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie via the digital group, HF Relays 1.862 MHz, Graham VK7GS 3.670 MHz, Gary VK7JGD 7.140, Dale VK7DG 14.130, Justin VK7TW 28.525, Tony VK7VKT, and locally in Hobart on UHF CB24 and HF CB channel 24, that's 11 metres with Mark VK7FMAC. Missed it live? Catch the replay Tuesday 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA North, VK7RHT, and on UHF CB24, HF CB24 in the south. Now stay tuned and enjoy the news. Silent Key. Ian Eady, VK7ZET. Compliments of Rod, VK7TRF. Around 2007, I joined the Theatre Organ Society of Australia, TAS Division. It's commonly known as TOSA, TAS. For those interested, TOSA has a Wurlitzer installed in Lynmore Hall at Collegiate in Hobart, and they hold concerts about every 3 months. In that era, every Christmas, the then president would invite the members to an afternoon of croquet, barbecue, music, and, of course, an afternoon tea featuring a pavlova. Seemingly lived on his own in a family home in Lower Longley. His name was Ian Eady. That made three that I'd heard of. In Ian's lounge room, he had set in an alcove one large three-manual electronic organ. Over from that was a baby grand piano, then a stereo with largest speakers. Add in a couple of couches and other chairs, and the room was full with just 10 occupants. However, there were a dozen or more attending. On about my third visit, I got close enough to study the organ, but up on the side of the alcove, I saw a homemade multiband HF receiver. I asked Ian about it. He replied that he'd played about with radios some years previous, but had lost interest. I told him of the modern modes and methods amateurs were using, but being in a bad spot, the chances of getting good signals were slim. The penny hadn't dropped. The radio was just a receiver. There were other chaps called Ian Eady about. Then Ian's health started to decline, so he relinquished the role of president, then not driving at night, and he seldom played at our concerts now. The last time I saw him was at the Collegiate about 6 months ago, just as a member of the audience. It was only on reading the reference to the Belvedere Ballroom did I make the connection. That Ian I knew had a very good friend, an ex-ballerina. She lives at Bellerive in a house that has a downstairs ballroom with an electronic organ that her mother used to play. I do not know about the intervening 10 or so years and what took his radio interest away. That's from Rod Finlayson, VK7TRF. P.S. A Wurlitzer is a brand of pipe organ, just like in a church, but with many voices and effects. The Beatles and the Phantom came across well. WIA News. What did the WIA ever do for us? Owned for amateur radio, I mean apart from being around since 1910, and apart from being the national peak body for amateur radio, and apart from being the only group recognised internationally, and apart from talking to the regulator so we don't have to, and apart from maintaining the band plan so we don't all transmit on top of each other, and apart from advocating and defending our spectrum whenever someone wants to sell it, and apart from running the QSL Bureau, and apart from running contests and awards, And apart from running a bookshop and publishing helpful information and publishing amateur radio magazine and providing insurance so clubs can actually meet and supporting training and assessors and keeping clubs informed through the national news broadcast and the website, apart from all that, what did the WIA ever do for us? Moving on. Statewide SSTV nights. A busy night saw the following participants: VK7s, AXTW, ZAB, ZGK, HHS, ZCF, and OO, all sharing 50 photos. Now, the main theme was Ulverston's tourist attractions, including the Air Force Memorial Park, the Australian Naval Memorial at Shropshire Park, the Shrine of Remembrance Clock Tower, the Dinosaur Slide at Fairway Park, the Rocket at Anzac Park, Tasrail's Northwest Coastline, and waiting for the Tasman Limited train in 1968. Other highlights were Denmark is ready. It has built a Lego wall around Greenland. A quadrifilar helix antenna now mounted on a mast. A collection of glass telephone wire insulators from the Netherlands, an Arduino-based CW trainer, that there are more aeroplanes in the sky than in the sea, a mobile pub, and talking about whiskey, the Kransky Sisters Christmas Tour, HP, the weapon of choice, the problem with humanity and technology, the God, aliens bypassing the Earth, and 73s from Heckle and Jekyll. Again, Tony, VK7AX, interconnected the VK7RJG to his SSTV International Gateway, and VK7's exchanged photos with PC1K in the Netherlands. Please remember to leave a 30-second break between transmissions, otherwise you will be set upon by the Volcanusman. Note: Ken's VK7KRJs and Steve VK700's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites allow anyone who's sent SSTV pictures the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, any time, both South and North Tasmania. If you miss the net, there are archives of these nights on Ken and Steve's websites or on the NTARC website under blogs. That's 73s from Andre, VK7ZAB. Now, the weekly wrap-up, WWFF, SOTA, POTA and IOTA. Over the past week, several activations took place across the southern part of the state. Phil, VK7ID, and Jim, VK7JZ, made their way to the summit of Collins Gap, a 1,063-metre summit located within Wellington Park. While on the track, they unexpectedly crossed paths with Travis, VK7VXT, who was also activating Collins Cap. The meeting was purely by chance, with neither party aware of the other's activation plans. Upon arrival at the summit, Phil and Jim set up their rigs and got on air, only to encounter very challenging band conditions. Phil described it as one of his toughest HF operating experiences to date. Despite the conditions, Phil and Jim successfully logged 4 contacts each, qualifying the activation. Contacts were made on the 2-metre and 20-metre bands. Travis, VK7VXT, also completed a successful SOTA activation, logging 5 contacts on 40 metres, and this marked Travis's first activation for 2026 and a strong start to the year. This weekend is POTA Support, Your Parks Weekend. The bands are expected to be busy locally, around VK and worldwide. It's a great opportunity to get on the air, whether you're activating a park or hunting from home. And that's 73s from Matt, VK7MAT. Now, the QSL news. The current updated list of QSL cards held by the VK7 Inwards Bureau at 16th of January 2026 is in the email version of the broadcast. Did you see your call sign in the list of QSL cards held by the Bureau? Do you want these cards? Please advise Herman by email so he can tidy up and remove cards that may be for silent keys and have been held for some time. Send Herman your QTH address so that he can either mail them out to you or deliver on an opportunity basis. If you see your call sign in the list and you're attending the Reist car boot sale, that's tomorrow, look for Herman as he will have the cards there. Email to westyh@aussiemail.com.au. That's 73 from Herman, VK7HW, manager of the WIA, VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Now, the annual general meeting of NWTARC will take place at 1:30 on Saturday, the 14th of February, 2026, at our usual venue, the Scout Hall, 73 Alexander Road, Ulverston. The ordinary business of an annual general meeting will be to confirm the minutes of the last preceding annual general meeting, to receive from the committee, auditors, employees, and other persons acting on behalf of the association, the reports of transactions during the last preceding financial year of the association, to elect officers, to appoint an auditor, to determine the remuneration of employees and other persons acting on behalf of the association, and to appoint the public officer, either from the committee or general membership. All current office holder committee, auditors and public officer positions fall vacant at the AGM. Nominations for each office bearer and the committee members are invited and should be made in writing to the secretary and delivered to the secretary at least 10 days before the day on which the annual general meeting is to be held. The nomination is to be on the NWTARC nomination form, along with signatures of the nominator seconder and that of the member being nominated. Appointments will also be required for the positions of auditor and public officer. Members will need to have paid their 2026 membership subscription and be able to vote at the annual general meeting. They will need to have paid their membership before they can be nominate or second someone for the office. The AGM will be followed by the February general meeting, after which afternoon tea will be held and members are encouraged to bring items for show and tell. A small plate of afternoon tea would be appreciated, and we have tea, coffee and sugar, and disposable cups. Visitors are most welcome to attend, but if you have any cold or flu symptoms or unwell, then please do not attend the meeting. That's 73s from Eric, VK7EV, the news officer of NWTARC. News from the North, SOTA, WWFF Parks Group. The Summit on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410, and that's 73 from Al, VK7AN. Now, NTARC, the Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club, a reminder to all users of VK7RAA, the 2-metre repeater on Mount Arthur. Don't forget that due to the ongoing problem with the squelch opening, it was decided last year to implement tone access. You will have to change your transceiver to send a CTCSS subtone of 123 Hz on your transmissions. This change will be implemented in the near future, depending on weather and site visits. It will stay in effect until we can resolve the interference problem. The bi-weekly Clubroom Technical Night is the next activity to start for the year. Make a note, as it is coming Wednesday, the 21st of January, and will commence at the usual time of 6:30 p.m. at the Clubrooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. A big thank you to all those members who've paid their 2026 subs. In case you've forgotten, NTARC's 2026 membership fees are still just $45 for a full voting member and $5 additional for each family member that the voting member wishes to add to his or her primary membership. If club membership's not your cup of tea, we fully understand and we thank those people who made direct donations to the club. If you're a repeater user or would just like to support its funding, we would also be happy to receive your contribution towards ongoing repeater maintenance. Donations can be made either in person at the club meeting or coffee morning or by post to P.O. Box 275, Launceston 7250. Any donation will be gladly accepted and officially receipted. Now, the AGM of NTARC will take place on Wednesday, the 11th of February 2026 at the NTARC Club Rooms. That's at the Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie, commencing at 7:30 p.m. Please start thinking about who you would like to see nominated for the new 2026 committee. Club members are reminded they will need to be financially current to be able to nominate or vote at the AGM. Nomination forms available from the NTARC website in the members area for download. And for your convenience, these forms are also available at the club rooms and the coffee mornings and upcoming club room technical nights. Upcoming events: on the air test and technical net session every Wednesday night, testnet and CW course on 3580 from 7 p.m. and then a technical net on 3567 from 7:30 p.m. till 8:30 p.m. And your host for the evening is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Now, club room technical night this coming Wednesday, 21st of January, and will commence at the usual time of 6:30 at the club rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. Coffee morning held every Friday in the NTARC club rooms. Time from 10 a.m. to noon. AGM, don't forget it, 11th of February 2026 at the club rooms, starting at 7:30 p.m. Finally, if you have any items of news, please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast, and that's 73s from Stefan VK7ZSB. News from the South, Reist. Last Wednesday night was a special Wednesday Experimenters Group night presentation on aircraft scatter experimentation that Rex VK7MO and Brody VK3MAP have been undertaking with the support from Dr. Andrew Klekowik. Rex worked his way through the presentation titled 6 meter, 2 meter and 23 centimeter aircraft forward scatter, explanation of strange effects. He then took us back to 1655 when diffraction was discovered and took us on a historical journey to the present day and each person who contributed to the explanations of the phenomena being observed. This included airy patterns and Siegel's equations, and Rex explained that raising his 6 meter antenna 3 meters overcame some of the ground null effects and increased the signal level by 21 dB. Many of the international flights that crisscross Tasmania are used by Rex and Brody to measure aircraft scatter effects. Thank you. We went into an Australian space weather report and took a look at the Hepburn charts and reminded the audience of training and future events. And this Wednesday night, we will have a review of the car boot sale and some of the interesting treasure that is to be redistributed. Ha! Take a look at the K3NG open source Kia, some Whisper analysis tools, and the latest Dubus magazine, and much more. On a Wednesday night, people start arriving at the night around 6 p.m. and bring their dinner. The show in the DATV studio gets underway from 7:30 p.m. and is streamed on the Reist YouTube channel. And there's always much discussion, experimenting, talking, drinking coffee, serious plan development, and saving the world. Please note, we are not currently broadcasting on DVB-T-RF. See you there or on the stream. 73 is from Justin VK7TW. Now, today, Reist is holding a huge car boot sale in the Queen's Domain compound from 11 a.m. Sunday the 18th. If you've got surplus gear, mysterious boxes that might be useful one day, or radios that deserve a second life, this is your moment. $10 gets you a car boot site. You sell as much as you like and every cent you make is yours. No bookings, no paperwork marathons, just turn up, set up and let the bargaining begin. Fuel for both operators and browsers will be available with a sausage sizzle. Snags and bread, soft drinks, burgers and Square will be available for card payments for food and Reist items. So if you're buying, selling or socialising or just coming for the smell of sausages and nostalgia, head to the Reist car boot sale now. It's in the Queen's Domain. Full details are on the Reist website and we'll see you there. Now, is space weather and propagation a bit of a mystery to you? Our February 2026 presentation night brings us Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH, who promises to enlighten us about Phi, Phi, Fo, MUF, MUF, all that ionospheric stuff with decades of experience, including his time at the Ionospheric Prediction Service, now Space Weather Services. Roger brings us significant expertise in this space. This presentation will unpack the mysteries behind ionograms, tech maps, EES, graphics, PCAs, solar indices and more, plus online tools and data sources that you can use. So whether you're chasing DX, portable operations, experimenting with digital modes or trying to understand why your favourite band just vanished, this session may give you the skills to read the sky like a pro. It starts in person from 7:30 p.m. at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. 73's from the Reist Committee. Right, our February forum night will be all about WSPR. That's WSPR, which stands for Weak Signal Propagation Reporter. This is part of the suite of modes available in the WSJTX digital communications application. Atmospheric physicist Dr. Andrew Klekuit will be giving us a short presentation on the value of the WSPR dataset and some of the research he's been doing using that dataset. We will then open it up to the audience to take us through how they are using WSPR and the various tools available. That's Wednesday, the 11th of February, 2026, from 7:30 p.m. in the club rooms. See you there or on the stream. 73 is from the Reist Committee. Now, you're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Now, the annual general meeting of Reist will be held at 11 a.m. on the 15th of February, 2026, in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. The AGM will be followed by a free barbecue for members, and nominations close on the 7th of February 2026, and the forms are available on the Reist website. Now, training and assessment. Are you looking to join the world of amateur radio or upgrade your license? Reist has you covered with regular training and assessment days for all license levels. Now, the key dates are foundation training and assessment days held every 2 months, with the next one on the 22nd of February 2026. Standard, advanced and regulations assessments are held on alternate months. The next one is on the 28th of March 2026. Check out the full schedule on the Reist events page. Do you need to secure your spot or ask a question? Email reist.assessor@gmail.com, and the inquiry will go directly to the learning organiser, who will be in contact. We have learning resources available, including our foundation license training videos that are a must watch for beginner. Find them on the Reist YouTube training and assessment playlist. Practice makes perfect, so prepare with the WIA foundation trial exams. And the link can be found on the email version of this broadcast. So whether you're starting your journey or leveling up, Reist is here to guide you every step of the way. And that's 73s from Reg VK7KK. Now, regular gatherings and events. The Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.640 MHz, commences at 6:30 p.m. Statewide SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG from 7:30 p.m. In the north and northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55, minus 7 megs offset. And in the south, VK7RAF, that's on 146.650 with a minus 600 kilohertz. And the CTCSS tone of 141.3 hertz to link the RAF north-south plus VK7AX international SSTV gateway connected to our VK7RJG for the duration of the net. And then there's the statewide microwave QSO party following this broadcast every Sunday. Call back on 1296, 1296.15 megahertz FM. One group in the Greater Hobart area and the other in the Greater Launceston area. The North-South Digital Contacts on 1296.2 using Q65-60B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, Southern stations on the even minute. REST 6-meter AM net on 53.1 megahertz every day from 4:30 p.m. SOTA WWFF group, Monday meetings and Fridays, 10:30 to 12 o'clock midday at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Tech Testnet and TechNet session every Wednesday. The Testnet CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 p.m. and the TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 till 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening is me, Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Now, the NTARC Technical Night session, Wednesday the 21st of January from 6:30 p.m. at the Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. And the coffee mornings are held every Friday in the Club Rooms, time from 10 a.m. to noon at Rochalie. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 p.m. local, the Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group net on 2 metres, VK7RMD and All-Star Node 56780, and the Northwest VK7 2 metre DX net on 144.190 upper sideband. That's Thursday at 8:30 p.m. local. VK7, other VK7 events, the huge car boot sale on today up at the Queen's Domain compound with the barbecue. And then on the 4th of February, interpreting propagation tools and space weather reports with VK7ZRH from 7:30 in the Queen's Domain club rooms. Right, NTARC, 11th of February, the AGM, 7:30 p.m. in the club rooms. REST, 11th of February, forum night on Whisper from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain club rooms and streamed. Northwest Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club, 14th of February, the AGM from 1:30 p.m. followed by a general meeting in the Scout Hall. And that's at 73 Alexander Road, Ulverston. REST, 15th of February, the AGM and barbecue from 11 a.m. and a 12 o'clock noon barbecue at the Queen's Domains club rooms. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast, the newsreader, VK7PD, repeaters REST, NTARC, and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, WCRG, NWCRRA, VK7AX, VK7JX, and VK7DC. 160 metres next week, VK7GS, 80 metres, VK7ALH, 40 metres, VK7JGD, 20 metres, VK7DG, 10 metres, VK7FMAC, UHF-CB24 and HF-CB24, VK7FMAC and DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C, the digital group. A big thank you to everyone who contributed and supported this week's broadcast of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. If you missed it, don't worry, you can always catch the rebroadcast Tuesday at 8 p.m. on VK7RAA in the north, VK7RHT and UHF-CB24 and HF-CB24 in the south. Got news, stories or updates to share? We'd love to hear from you. Send them to vk7arnews@gmail.com by Friday, 9 p.m. You can also join the conversation on the VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io page. Stay tuned now for callbacks on this frequency with each relay stations using their own call signs. On behalf of the VK7 News team, this is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey, wishing you good DX and a great week ahead.